Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stewart. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will find out if he can appeal against his extradition to the United States tonight. Mr. Assange is facing criminal charges in the US relating to the WikiLeaks release of confidential military records. If extradited, Mr. Assange faces up to 175 years in prison. Liberal Senator Simon Birmingham says he supports the processes in place in the UK.
I trust the British justice system. Our own justice system was built upon the fundamentals of the British justice system. Yes, Mr. Assange's case has gone on for a long time, but the reality is it has gone on for a long time in part thanks to the many, many years he spent in the Ecuadorian embassy, the various appeals process that he's totally entitled to pursue, but which have also added to the length of the proceedings.
The government will push more immigration detention laws through Parliament ahead of the High Court decision on an indefinitely detained refugee. Labor faces another challenge from the High Court as an Iranian citizen known as ASF-17 is making a legal bid for freedom. The Albanese government has made attempts to send the man back to Iran, where he faces the death penalty for being bisexual. If the High Court's earlier ruling that deemed indefinite detention illegal is expanded to those who refuse to cooperate with the Australian authorities, the Iranian man could be released alongside other refugees. The government has been attempting to pass legislation before the April 17 decision since Friday. There are growing fears after one man was found dead and two remain missing after a fishing boat capsized in South Australia. Emergency crews continue their search for the remaining two people who went missing after their boat capsized at Port Lincoln. Five people departed on board the fishing vessel from Port Lincoln on Monday, but did not return. Police say they found the upturned boat near Spilsby Island in Spencer Gulf early this morning, with a man and youth brought to safety from the reef before being taken to hospital to receive treatment for conditions related to hypothermia. Police are continuing the search for the remaining two crew members. Qantas pilots were forced to shut down an engine during a flight from Melbourne to Perth before landing safely at Perth Airport. One of the plane's engines began facing troubles as it approached Perth Airport, with a passenger on board reporting they heard a loud noise like a burst tyre. A Qantas spokesperson says the pilots dealt with the issue according to protocol and says the plane is designed to operate safely with only one engine. President of the Australian and International Pilots Association, Tony Lucas, says these types of incidents are extremely rare. In football, Brazilian superstar Vinicius Jr. admits he feels less and less like playing the sport due to repeated racist abuse in Spain. The Real Madrid winger says he is frustrated as fans keep getting away with hurling racist abuse towards him. Last season, there were 10 such episodes against the 23-year-old reported to prosecutors by La Liga, the top men's professional football division of the Spanish Football League system. Speaking ahead of Brazil's international friendly against Spain in Madrid, Vinicius says he won't let racism win.
It never crossed my mind to leave Spain, because if I leave Spain, I give the racists exactly what they want. I will stay here fighting, playing in the best club of the world, winning titles, scoring a lot of goals, so these racist people can continue to see my face more and more.
That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stewart.